King Crimson was a very strange band. Some of you know. A few of the things that made it strange were that Robert Fripp and I grew up together. We went to the same guitar teacher, and we practiced our lessons together as kids. We went round to each other's houses and practiced together. So the bottom line was that when we came to form King Crimson, we were basically like a pair of mirrors, really. I knew everything he knew, and he knew everything I knew. And yet, when you looked up at the stage, of course, we looked like two separate people. That was one strange phenomenon about the band. Another one was that Ian MacDonald, the gentleman who played the flute and the mellotron, and actually wrote quite a lot of the songs, he had never been in a rock band before. He came from a military brass band, which was, in a way, was a very good thing, because he never had any sort of preconceived ideas of, you know, what a rock band should be. He was very fresh in that way. And lastly, there was Michael Giles, the drummer. And Michael, I suppose you could best describe him as being something out of the Great Gatsby, you know, 1920, English gentleman, very fine dressed, you know, small moustache. But the incredible thing about Michael was that he had absolute independence between his left and his right hand and his left foot and his right foot. And he could actually play four different time signatures simultaneously. And, of course, for a bass player, that was a nightmare. And he used to make great sport out of doing drum fills that I couldn't come back in time with. And that was his fun for the night, you know. But lastly, there was Pete Sinfield, who actually started off doing the lights. But as we made the first album, he kept coming in with pieces of paper with bits of lyrics written on them. In the end, Pete became the lyricist to the band. So that was King Crimson. And I remember making the first album that was really the only album I was involved in. It was called In the Court of the Crimson King. And these are the things that you've heard tonight. Thank you very much. I remember getting about halfway through the record, and we realized we didn't have an album cover. None of us knew anything at all about graphical art. But Pete said, I've got a friend who's a graphic artist. He may be able to do something. So he said, okay, Pete, give him a shout, see if he can come up with an idea for the album cover. And it just so happened on the day when he turned up, we were recording Schizoid Man, which is what you heard at the very front of the show. The door opened in the studio, and there stood this young man, and none of us knew him, except Pete knew him, of course. And Pete called him over, said, come over, Barry, meet the band, you know. And as he walked over, we realized he had a brown parcel under his arm, wrapped up in string. And after we'd said hello, he took a pair of scissors out of his pocket, and he snipped the string and tore off the paper parcel. And at our feet, he dropped this album cover. And, you know, the remarkable thing about it, apart from it is obviously a fantastic work of art, but it was actually, we were staring into the face of Schizoid Man. And the incredible thing was that we'd only recorded that song that very afternoon. There was no way that he could have possibly known or heard it, because we hadn't heard it ourselves. And so that was an incredible coincidence. And another, I mean, another tragic development with that story was that young Barry, who did this, was only 21 years old at the time. And 3 days later, he was walking down the street and he dropped dead of a heart attack. Of course, we were stunned. We were absolutely stunned. And we just didn't know what to do. But, I mean, we loved the album cover. I mean, it's not one that you would sort of argue about, is it right or not? You know? Well, some people would. But, you know, we were all in love with the album cover. And the other thing was, we felt that it was a wonderful tribute to this very talented young man. And I'm so glad we did, because it lives on today. And there he is, the wonderful face of Schizoid Man. Thank you, you're very kind.